By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising.
Flows and flows of angel hair, ice cream castles in the air.
I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still
it's
see
knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
So farewell to the Rhinestone Cowboy. The country music legend Glen Campbell has died at the age of 81.
Still on the line.
His family said he had fought a long and courageous battle with Alzheimer's disease. The music historian and presenter, Paul Gambaccini, with me this morning. Good morning to you, Paul.
Well, good morning, Stephen.
One of the all-time greats, another one gone.
He is one of the all-time greats. As Dolly Parton said, if he had never sung a note, he'd be one of the all-time great instrumentalists. If he'd never played a note, he'd be one of the all-time great singers. He was a titan of popular music of the kind we really don't see today. For one thing, he had his own television show on network at his peak. And, of course, he was a beach boy for a few months when Brian Wilson decided he didn't want to tour. And he was part of the Wrecking Crew, the Los Angeles session musicians who played on so many great hits. To think that he's on Strangers in the Night, You've Lost That Love and Feeling, Daydream Believer, it's quite unbelievable. And then, one day, he's driving and he hears Johnny Rivers sing By the Time I Get to Phoenix, and he thinks, I could have a hit with that. And he did! And, of course, there was that wonderful relationship with the songwriter Jimmy Webb, who grew up only 150 miles away from him, and they shared five historic hits. And By the Time I Get to Phoenix, Galveston, Wichita Lineman among them, the others being Where's the Playground, Susie, and Honey, Come Back. And I got to tell you, I've spent a part of this morning watching a couple of times the video for his last song that was released as a single with a video called Ghost on the Canvas. And very rarely does a great artist give us a farewell to life. Johnny Cash did it with Hurt. Leonard Cohen did it with You Want It Darker. And Glen Campbell did it with Ghost on the Canvas. And I invite everyone to go to the internet and watch that video, and they will get choked up.
He was self-taught, Paul.
Yes, the incredible thing is, and this illustrates that great truism, that the great musical geniuses of all time come from nowhere, whether they be Mozart or Paul McCartney. He was from Arkansas, and he was one of 12 children, and they were dirt poor. They had no electricity, and he was self-taught. And when he was 14, as he put it, I got tired of looking at the butt of a mule, and he went to Albuquerque to play in a band. This was through a connection with his uncle. And once he got real good at it, he went to Los Angeles and he fell in with the Wrecking Crew. And that, of course, is, as I said, where he played on the Phil Spector records and the Brian Wilson records. And he got to know everybody. And he was finally launched as a solo artist, but it took a while. His first solo single was 1961. Minor hit, but then on his fifth album, he met producer Al DeLore, and it was they who formed that beautiful sound, and you hear that especially on Wichita Lineman, and of course, everyone marvels at the telegraph sound, the instrumental fade-out, and so forth. Al DeLore was a perfect match for Glen Campbell, as was the lyricist and songwriter Jimmy Webb.
And Paul, the battle he had with both drink and drugs, How instrumental was that in his career?
It was terrible. After his peak period, he did have a terrible fall. He managed to have two number ones in America in the late 70s, Rhinestone Cowboy and Southern Nights. But then it was downhill. His mugshot is one of the most disturbing of all time, if you want to check that one out on the internet. But fortunately, he got it all together again in time. He made the incredible Ghost on the Canvas, which I've mentioned, in which his children are playing in the band behind him. I mean, they're now grown adults, of course. And he managed to make a very coherent farewell tour, even though he himself was already losing it mentally. Now, I say that not as an insult. I did a documentary for Radio 2 with him, and he could recall in detail sessions from the 1960s, but he couldn't remember the name of his minder, and if the person left the room, they had to be reintroduced when they came back in. It was that classic thing of he remembered old stuff but not new stuff, and then he did as a final farewell, although you may say he had a couple of final farewells because he put out an album called Adios this year, but in the documentary film of his farewell tour, he did a song called I'm Not Gonna Miss You, which was directed at his wife, and it was the startlingly true statement that despite the way that she lights up his life, when his mind goes, I'm not going to miss you. Can you imagine? So he shared with us the decline into Alzheimer's and the preparation for death.
Paul, before, just because I do want to ask you about that, but before that, I'm just interested if you, that fall from grace that he had, that fall from the height, how he handled that himself internally.
It was pretty poor. He said himself, because he did get born again, he said the devil got me. He did a lot of cocaine, a lot of drink, and he looked terrible. And he was taken to prison once on a driving rap, and he said, "Don't you know who I am? I'm the Rhinestone Cowboy." Well, how pathetic that you're reduced to protesting from a jail cell, "I'm the Rhinestone Cowboy." He used to sing it in the festival hall, and now he's saying it in a jail cell. That's how low he fell.
How will you remember him, Paul?
Oh, I will remember him, even though I did meet him a couple of times, as I told you. But I will remember him as he first impacted me, which was in the late 60s, when I was a boy DJ. And he had this incredible string of hit songs, and he had his own TV show. And he put on the greatest of musicians across the board. So, yes, he had Stevie Wonder, but he also had Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and Buck Owens, country stars you ordinarily didn't see on TV. So he was introducing them to the broader audience. And he just had such a great personality, full of sunshine, full of optimism. And as long as they kept giving him great songs, he had great hits.
Yeah, Dementia NI, which obviously is a charity for dementia in Northern Ireland, they're just tweeting as they're listening to you. Glenn Campbell talked openly about his personal experiences, and that helped improve awareness about dementia.
Exactly. You know, it takes a great deal of courage to share the experience of personal decline, but it's so helpful to people who are going through it and don't have the access to the media that someone like Glenn Campbell did.
Paul, it's always nice to talk to you. I hope you're well, sir. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Paul. Bye-bye. 21 minutes past 10. Vinti on this, actually. Morning, Vinti.
Hiya, Stephen. There's another legend gone, Stephen.
Yeah.
We went and seen him, and he was in the waterfront, actually, about 6 years ago.
Was he?
I'm not sure if a lot of people were aware. As well as being he's a brilliant singer, songwriter, but he was a magnificent guitar player as well. You know, and he spoke about acting in the film with John Wayne and True Grit and stuff like that. And he was just a class act all round. Absolutely brilliant. And he'll be well missed. But his songs will go on anyway, won't they?
It's, I don't know. I remember, it just reminds me back of when I was starting out on radio. But way, way back in the BCR days, City Beat days, like a Rhinestone Cowboy. I just remember sitting in the studio, and it's one of those songs, isn't it? He's got many others that you can't help but sing to.
His songs are timeless, you know. But there's also, if anybody wants to go on YouTube, they can see him playing that William Tell overture, you know. It's hard to describe, but he played that there, you know, the William Tell song. You know that one there? And you want to see him playing it. He was absolutely amazing, you know.
Vinti, thanks for calling us today.
God bless, Stephen.
Thank you.